drank she back, and then pleaded, my own Johnny, please stay. Now, oh, my honey, I've done you wrong, please don't go away. Then Johnny sighed while Frankie cried, I'm gone away, living today, never coming home. Would have missed me, honey, in the days come. On when I went again to blow, and the ground is covered up with all our snow.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show, and we're doing something a little different this week. We are reposting. You're having a rerun of an episode that we recorded back in April of this year, April 2016. There's a couple of reasons for that. The main one, of course, is that it's a fine episode. It's a great interview and some live music with a fantastic musician and storyteller, Mr. Matt Kinman. Now, this is not hosted by me. It is hosted by our good friend, Sky Conwell. It is episode number 85. So in line, it is episode number 117, but we're not going to call it that. We're going to call it 85B, I guess. I don't know what we're going to call it. But it will not be in our lineup of numbered shows because last week was 116. This is not 117. That is to come. This is a repeat of episode 85 with Sky Conwell hosting from his open mic live from the stage at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row from back in April with musician Matt Kinman. Now, skydaddy.net is where you can find out all of Sky's information, his tour dates and all that good stuff, where he's playing. The Birdcage is at birdcagesaloon.net. And Matt Kinman, he has a Facebook page under Matt Kinman. I believe it's Matt Kinman 1, but he also has his own website, thebackporchofamerica.com, which has some podcast links, some great film video clips, and some of his great music. Thebackporchofamerica.com, Matt Kinman's page. Now, that's the main reason why we're reposting this, because it was a great episode. For a while there, for a number of months, Sky was hosting an auxiliary secondary show every week for the Mile High Show, and he was doing so from the stage at the Birdcage Saloon, and it was a lot of fun to be part of that and have Sky part of our show. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that more. He's been really busy. I've been really busy, so haven't talked to Sky in several weeks, but hopefully we'll be able to pick that up again. That was a lot of fun. The second reason why we are reposting this episode is my goal is to have two or three episodes already recorded and ready to launch each and every week to give myself a little bit of cushion. And I was there about 3 weeks ago. We were two or three deep, and then as you can tell, my voice is not 100%, and it is the best it has sounded in 3 weeks. I was completely silent, which was great for my wife. She loved it, that she didn't have to hear me talk. The bad part is I was coughing so bad, I was keeping the whole neighborhood up. Some trips to the doctor, some trips to the pharmacy, and as much rest as I could get in between jobs and in between waking up at 5:30 in the morning to take my son to school and make him breakfast and get him ready and all that other fun stuff and editing video and photographs through the middle of the night. I did sneak in some sleep here and there, got rested up, and my voice is getting back, slowly back to normal. But that shelved me for about 2.5 weeks or so. So unfortunately, I did not have another episode to launch. But I delved in, and I know this is one that you will enjoy. And some of you folks on the podcast radio network have not heard this, I don't believe, because I think this was just before we got picked up by the podcast radio network. So it'll be a nice one for you guys to listen to this coming Sunday. And a third reason why we did this, reposting the rerun of a episode 85 with Sky Conwell and Matt Kinman, is because I needed to save my voice for this coming Sunday, December 11th's podcast recording in front of a live audience. We will be doing so at the, I got to pull it up, it is the PrescottEnews.com offices, 224 South Montezuma Street on Prescott's Whiskey Row, just a couple of doors down from far from Folsom, where we record quite a bit. Now, this will be a panel show hosted by myself, and if my voice is as it is now when we record, I will be doing very little talking, I think. But it'll be myself, friend of the show Matt Hinshaw, friend of the show, well, I guess they're all friends of the show, friends of the show Matt Hinshaw, Leslie Earl Lyman, John J. Rust from KYCA Radio, and Deb Gallegos from the Making a Scene Productions and the Everyone's Hometown Geek podcast. I will have links to all of their information at that once we post up that Star Wars show. Oh, that's what it is. We're going to be sitting around talking about Star Wars Rogue One, the latest addition to the Star Wars family that'll be launched on theaters around the country, around the world, on Friday, December 16th. So we're going to record it at the PrescottEnews.com offices and their own quad pod studios right there at their offices at 224 South Montezuma. We will have a live audience. We'll have some food. We'll have some prize giveaways and a lot of fun. So the panel, the five of us, Deb Gallegos, Leslie Earl Lyman, John Rust, Matt Hinshaw, and myself, will be sitting around talking about Star Wars. We'll have some fun with it. We'll talk about, the characters we most identify with, why Star Wars is such a phenomenon, what we anticipate Rogue One to be, and where we want to see the franchise going. So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have some trivia questions, giving away some prizes, some little gifts, some T-shirts, and some things like that. And we will have a lot of fun. So please join us December 11th on a Sunday at 6 p.m. at 224 South Montezuma. There is a link to that at milehighshow.com. We hope you will be there to have fun with us as we talk Star Wars, sci-fi, fantasy, and give stuff away. So that'll be a lot of fun. Again, sorry for the repeat, the repost, but you'll enjoy it. It is from our archives, episode 85 with Sky Conwell and Matt Kinman. As always, this show is brought to you by Amazon. Please use the Amazon link at milehighshow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It takes you directly to your Amazon or Amazon Prime login page. No extra charge to you, but it does let Amazon know you got there through us. And they give us a little thank you at the end of every month. It's a way for us to pay for batteries for our recorder, for our mics, our cords, food for our guests and our audience when we have a live audience show, and those little trinkets, those little swag that we give out when we're having those shows. So please, again, show up December 11th, 6 p.m. on Prescott's Whiskey Row at the eNews.com, PrescottEnews.com offices, and use that Amazon link. You got some shopping to do, use it. It's a way to support the show with very little effort on your part. MileHighShow.com, use that Amazon link. Well, right next to that Amazon link is the Audible link, and if you use that link and it takes you to Audible.com, you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audio download by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Audible link, it's audible.com. Browse away, find a great audio download, 30-day free trial, and that free download by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Now, what can you get there? Let's just look, since we're talking about Star Wars coming up at our December 11th Star Wars Rogue One broadcast. How about The Princess Diarist? That is written by Carrie Fisher, narrated by Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia herself, and Billy Lord, who I'm not familiar with. But this, this is the diaries that Carrie Fisher took, that she wrote while she was filming the 1977 Star Wars original movie. And funny stories in there, some behind-the-scenes stuff, including the 19-year-old Carrie Fisher having a bit of a fling with Han Solo himself, who I believe was in his mid-30s or late 30s. I got a chance to listen to Carrie Fisher being interviewed by the great Terry Gross on Fresh Air. So Google that, the Fresh Air podcast. And it's a great interview from a few weeks back of Carrie Fisher talking about this very book that you can get for free, The Princess Diarist, by Carrie Fisher, read by Carrie Fisher, and free to you, and a 30-day free trial membership just by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout and using that Audible link. So check it out. There's also some great other Star Wars books there. Star Wars Catalyst, a Rogue One novel, just like this movie that's coming out that we're going to be talking about. So please use those, the Amazon link, the Audible link, and use that code MILEHIGH at checkout on Audible as a way to support our podcast. We are also brought to you this week by the great Steve Simone at awesomesteve.com. You can order his brand new audio download. It is What's Up Nerds, recorded live at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California, right outside of San Diego. It is a fantastic, family-friendly comedy, full hour of comedy. It is fantastic and hilarious. What's Up Nerds, available at awesomesteve.com. You can also download it on Amazon by using that Amazon link at milehighshow.com. You can also get it on iTunes and Google Play Music. It is a fantastic CD that I got a chance to help record. I was there when he recorded it, helped work the soundboard and capture that audio. Also took some photos that night or that weekend. So our show this week and next week and for the near future is brought to you by awesomesteve.com, Mr. Steve Simone, and his new release, What's Up Nerds. Now, at that December 11th, Star Wars Rogue One podcast, we will be giving away hard copies of that CD. Now, they're not out yet. And I probably won't have them by the time we do that broadcast, but Steve is going to be sending me some out, and we will be giving those away, raffling those off at the December 11th Rogue One, Star Wars Rogue One podcast, and then I will be delivering them to the winners once I get those hard copies in my hot little hand. So this week, 85, a repost of episode 85 from April of 2016, featuring Sky Conwell and Matt Kidman at the Birdcage. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in.
Don't mix too well the jukebox records. Don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are recording for the Mile High Show tonight. We're recording live right here at the Birdcage, right here, right now. Check it out, milehighshow.com. Sit down beside me, tell me it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight.
You hear me? I hear you.
All right.
We recording, Matt? All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Birdcage. This is the Mile High podcast, of course, that you're listening to. My name is Sky Daddy. We're right here at the Birdcage because it is a Wednesday night. I got my Jack Daniels. My new friend Matt over here, he's got his Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah, that's Blue Ribbon. They've been in business a long time, and they got a Blue Ribbon for one reason. It's decent, good beer, affordable.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly. How much did they pay you for saying that?
They should have paid me years ago.
Right. It is affordable beer, and it actually isn't that bad. I like the Blue Ribbon. Here, cheers.
I think it's good beer, you know. Everything out of Milwaukee ain't bad.
That's right. That's right. What did Jerry Lee Lewis say?
Milwaukee made a fool out of me.
That's it. That's what he said. I knew you'd know that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Matt
Kinman.
Matt Kinman, thank you. Yeah. Matt Kinman, everybody. And he plays music right here, the old school music.
Hey, Matt, would you mind turning the volumes up just a little bit?
He plays old school music just like our old friend Parker. In fact, you're friends with Parker, aren't you?
Yes, I know Parker. Yeah.
Excellent. How do you know him?
Through playing music, a feller I know, John Major, he worked with Virginia on the Crooked Road Tour. It started up years ago, and then he moved out here, and then he met up Parker. And
okay.
And that's how I got to know Parker. And I've been doing this music longer than Parker's been alive.
That's right. He's a youngin.
Yeah, he's a kid. Nothing against him, but he's doing good work.
That's right. That's right. Now, Matt, you play similar type of music. The old school. I thought I was old school because I'm into, you know, Merle Haggard. And, you know, Willie Nelson, and I thought I was old school. But
I think that's modern music, but it's good modern music.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not old school at all. I look at you, and you're playing. What are you playing?
I play music from the 1950s all the way back to the 1700s.
Wow, 1700s. What kind of songs do you do from the 1700s?
Old Scottish ballads, Irish ballads, stuff like that. Stuff that was passed down in the Appalachian Mountains that's been passed down from family to family. They come over from the British Isles and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so folk music, from the way I understand it, and I hope you correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not an expert. You probably know a lot more than me, but folk music is kind of like that. Am I right? It's kind of passed down. They remember hearing their grandparents sing it, and they didn't learn to read or write. They just kind of...
Well, it's more to it than that.
Yeah?
It's a way of... Used to be in the mountains and different places, you didn't have a newspaper.
Oh.
So it was a way if something happened that you could relate a story, be it in a poem or be it in a song, that people wouldn't forget it, or be it on warning song, take warning, or something happened and they wanted people to remember it.
Okay.
So they put it in a song or they put it in a poem or such. And some of those songs are epic. So, I mean, they're really long.
Wow.
And it's even so much so, you even get into the old cowboy music out here before pre-television, and you'll find a lot of those songs are the same way, and they're just epics. They're telling the stories. They're telling the whole story.
Right.
They're not leaving nothing out.
Right, right. That's interesting. It's very interesting. Like, I know, I'm a Johnny Cash fan. The wreck of the old 97 wasn't his song. That was one of them folk songs that were passed down. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
That is the first song, the wreck of old 97, that was ever went to court, and the guy won because the guy took his tune and put the words to the wreck of 97 to it, and he won it in the court of law as the first song ever would. The original name of that song is The Ship That Never Sailed.
Really?
That's
so
right.
Different words, same melody.
Same melody,
oh.
And some of the same words, but the original, in the same story, but it was about a train, and on the original, it was about a ship.
A ship, wow.
And the original of it was called The Ship That Never Sailed.
Well, now I'm questioning whether or not there really was a train. I wonder if that's a true story now.
It probably might have been some truth to it.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a guy that did put words, and the other guy did win in court of law.
The other guy, the original guy?
The original guy,
yeah,
did. That, he had to get paid.
That hardly ever happens anymore. Now,
yeah.
I hear of people suing people. The judge always throws it out. It's like, you know, there's only 12 notes, and, you know, sure, you're going to borrow, and it's all right. But that didn't happen in this case.
No, it was clear cut.
Oh.
Clear cut, and it was one of the first cases ever done.
Oh, that's crazy.
In history.
Wow, okay. All right. So it was originally a ship.
Original name of the song was The Ship The Ship That Never Sailed.
Give him his orders. Virginia? So you're from, where are you from? Well, you were born in Tucson.
Yes, I was born in Tucson, raised a little south of Tucson, down on the Mexican border down there between Arivaca and Nogales, Arizona.
Okay.
And then when I was real young, 12, I moved back east, and I've been back east in the entire time. I come back every year, but...
Okay. That's where you picked up your accent.
I learned to speak English back there.
Oh, I see. It's never too late to learn how to speak English.
But, you know, it's... I grew up with family that played music, and
okay.
We always played old music. My father is a fiddler. My grandfather was a fiddler. My great-grandfather was a fiddler, and his father before him was a fiddler. I recorded for the Library of Congress 8 years ago for Mike Seeger for Smithsonian Folkways, and after I did it, I found out my grandfather did the same thing in 47.
You found that out after the fact?
After the fact.
Oh, wow, that's cool. And you play fiddle, of course, too.
Yes,
I do. Did you say Mike Seeger? Is there a relation?
Mike Seeger's Pete Seeger's brother.
Wow.
He's the one that started Smithsonian Folkways.
Okay. Folkways, yeah, that's a label.
It is a label, and it's tied in with the Smithsonian.
I know about...
That project is coming out this year. It was the last thing he done before he died. It is supposed to be out this year.
That's exciting, and you're on it.
I am on it. He asked me 3 different times to be on it.
That's crazy. That's way cool. That's what you deserve it, because I was just listening to you at the J&J restaurant over here, you know, in Prescott. Prescott's a great music scene. And yeah. Parker was a traveling man just like you, and he found Prescott, and he decided to stay here. I hope you do the same, just selfishly, because I dig your music. I think I think this town could use even more musicians like you.
Well, think of me. I come to Prescott. I got family out in Chino, so I come out here and visit them. And another thing, I am a traveler, and it's hard for me to stay anywhere any length of time. I've been traveling and hitchhiking and traveling other forms of travel since I was 15 years old, and I'm 45 years old, and I'm still doing it.
You are. What other forms of travel are you talking about?
Jumping freight and riding. Yeah,
I was hoping you were going to say that, because you told me something at J&J that you're kind of a little bit of a hobo yourself.
Well, they call me the little hobo. That's been called that way, that name, for many, many years.
That's your otherwise known as. That's your AKA.
That's my tag.
Your tag. So you're kind of like the singing brakeman. One of your idols is Jimmy Rogers, right?
I've heard Jimmy Rogers all my life. And yes, I do love Jimmy Rogers.
Yes, he's a classic. He's timeless.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
There's no boundaries. There's no black and white. There's just music, and Jimmy Rogers certainly kind of is one.
Well, he was, you know, during the Depression, to say something about Jimmy Rogers, he was the highest paid performer in the whole country.
Really?
He was making more money than anybody.
Really? Wow.
Him and the Skillet Lickers. Now, on Jimmy Rogers' part, before he was a singing brakeman, he played tenor banjo in Atlanta, Georgia, with all the jazz bands, the swing bands. He played with Stranger Malone. He played with all the Skillet Lickers. He played with a lot of them.
I didn't know.
As a matter
of
fact, Clayton McMichen from Georgia of the Skillet Lickers wrote the song for Jimmy Rogers that won. I just sang it. Peach Picking Time in Georgia.
Really?
Clayton McMichen wrote that for Jimmy Rogers.
Just for him?
Just for him.
Specifically for Jimmy Rogers.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. You're like a knowledge, you're walking encyclopedia of American music knowledge.
I've been studying music all my life. When I was young, I took off up in the mountains and everywhere else I could find all the old people and learn music from them. I did not learn from records. And I've tried to tell younger people, quit with these records, because there's still people living that know the older stuff, and go and learn it directly from them. There is a reason why.
Okay.
Because when you learn something from a record, you know nothing about that person but knowing that it's a good song and it feels good. But when you learn something from somebody, when they're dead and gone, long gone, there's a piece of that music and a piece of them that comes out in that music every time that you play it, because you think of the times that you was with them and the things that you was doing with them. And you know, whether they're sitting there eating a meal with them or going fishing or something, there's a piece of that music that comes alive, and it comes out in your music when you've known them and you've learned that music from them, and you won't get that any other way.
That's wonderful. What a great interview this is. This is my best interview yet. I don't even have to try. I just have to sit in there and listen to you talk. You're wonderful, Matt. Tell me about some of the songs that you're going to be playing tonight.
Well, since I'm in Prescott, Arizona, I'm going to do you one called "When the Work's All Done This Fall." It was written in the 1880s. It was written by Robert O'Malley. He was an Irishman. He worked for the newspaper. But it was a story. It was an accident that happened. There's a whole book on it.
Okay.
And it was an accident that happened up in Wyoming. And this guy was well thought of. And they wrote a whole story on him. And then it come out in the newspaper, and he turned around and turned it into a song.
Wow. So that's exactly what you're talking about earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, so they didn't have newspapers, so they spread out the stories.
This was an actual true event. This really actually happened.
Is that going to be the first one you play?
Sure, I'll do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to hear it. So what else? What other song are you going to do?
Well, we'll do that, and then we'll go into my version of Frankie and Johnny.
Cool.
After she shot Johnny, there was so much trouble that everybody seen her after that song come out. She moved way out northwest She got up in the Northwest thinking that she'd get away from that song and get away from people, but still people still found her.
Oh, my God. So you're saying Frankie and Johnny is a true story.
It is definitely a true story. It's about...
It was about two black
couples.
Okay, so she tried to escape, but because the song was so popular, people knew who she was and heard she couldn't escape her reputation.
She couldn't get away from it. It was a real popular song.
What a story that is.
Yeah.
That's a great story, and it can't be made up. I mean, this is the truth. This is the real thing. Yeah. This is American music. It's American history.
Being as I like old music, the third one I'll do, I'll do one. We just call it the Cowboy Song. Well, me and a boy from down South Louisiana. Uh-huh. Well, he wrote this thing out, and I didn't like his arrangement. I thought it was all wrong, so I rearranged the song and I changed the tune. He liked it so much, he said, "Let's just say we co-wrote it." So that's what we did.
You co-wrote it, all right? So you're gonna, I love, you know, this whole podcast features original music. So I'm really glad that you're able to play a song that you kind of wrote yourself.
Well, it was one that I just took and I just took it apart and rearranged it. He liked it better, so I said, "Well, okay, we're good with that."
The Cowboy Song. And is this cowboy a good guy? Is it a bad guy? What's up with this cowboy?
It's a love song.
Oh, cool. Good. I love the love songs. All right, so those are your three songs. And Matt, it was so good. This is Matt Kinman, everybody. The Little Hobo.
Yeah.
Little Hobo, Matt Kinman. I think you need to look him up. How can they find you on
the
Yeah,
they can find me at mattkinman.com. Or you can look up The Back Porch of America. It's a film that I am trying to get out on television. It is I don't know what the word is, but it's being presented next week to different networks, shopped, to see if they'll pick it up. And what it featured is, if anybody knows what the back porch, knows what the Foxfire books are, or anything that people do in rural America that are doing things that's been passed down in their families for generations, be it music, be it how to sew a quilt, how to make a chair, how to do things that are self-sufficient and you ain't going to Walmart where we don't have it, we're going to go out here and make it.
Nice.
This is that show.
Nice. That's great. What's the name of that show again?
It's called The Back Porch of America. You can see some of it online now.
Back Porch of America, and you're also on the Alan Lomax. No, I'm sorry, the Seeger.
Mike Seeger Project, Mike Seeger. Yes.
Project. What's the name of that project again? Folkways?
It's on Folkway Records, yeah. Smithsonian Folkways.
MattKinman.com. If you ever see him, he could be playing anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows where he's going to be? Look him up. Check out his show. I just saw him at J&J. We're just about to listen to him right here at the Birdcage in historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. Matt, it's so great talking to you. You didn't drink much of your beer.
We've been busy talking now. We've been chewing the fat.
Well, I finished my whiskey.
Well, I can't help that. Okay. That evaporated.
Wait, they're calling for us. I think it's time for us to play some music, man.
All right, then.
Let's kill it, man.
All right. Appreciate you kindly. Right. Thank you, friends and neighbors.
We're going to call up right now Mr. Matt Kinman to the stage to play some of that old-timey music. Give him a hand, everybody. Matt Kinman.
Can y'all hear that okay out there? Is that better? That bass when I want to.
Okay, you're done.
That's the old-timey way. Oh. Yeah, sound good. Howdy, folks. My name's Matt Kinman. I'm coming from North Carolina. If you like what you hear, I do got a CD over there you could buy off the table. If you ain't got money, you can go online and you can buy it and download it to your whatever devices they got nowadays. It does not turn on a turntable. But MattKinman.com, that is the thing there, and you can also find me at the Back Porch of America. So look for me there, and I'll be glad to talk to anybody and whatever. Here we go. Are we ready to go with this? All right, we're going to do you a song here. It was real popular years ago, and it was played in every feed store around, and it's a true story. It's written in the 1880s. It's called When the Work's All Done This Fall. It's written by Mr. Robert O'Malley. A group of jolly cowboys were discussing land cities, and one said, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I am an old cowpuncher, an old dressed in rags. I used to be a wildman, boys, and go on great big jags. But I have a home, boys, and a good one you all know. For I haven't seen it since a way long time ago. I'm going to see my mother, I'm going to see them all. I'm going to see my mother, boys, when the work's all done this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done, I'm going right through, boys, where all my money's gone. I'll change ways, boys, and no more will I fall. I'm going to see my mother, boys, when the work's all done this fall. That very night, this cowboy was outstanding his guard. The night was very stormy, it was raining very hard. The cattle got excited and rushed in a wild stampede. The cowboy tried to hit the herd riding at full speed. While riding through the darkness, so loudly hit his shout. He tried his best to hit the herd and turn the herd about. But his saddle horse stumbled and on he made it fall. And I won't see his mother, boys, when the work's all done this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done, I'm going right through, boys, where all my money's gone. I'll change ways, boys, and no more will I fall. I'm going to see my mother, boys, when the work's all done this fall. Well, his body was mangled, we boys thought he'd dead. Until he opened his blue eyes, and this is what he said. He said, Jack, you take my saddle, and Moe, you take my gun, and Bill, can I have my gray horse after I am gone? Give mother the wages I've earned, for I have a freight, boys, the last year I have turned. I'm going to a better place, I hear my master call, and right upon my tombstone, he won't be home this fall. After the roundup's over, after the shipping's done, I'm going right through, boys, where all my money's gone. I'll change ways, boys, and no more will I fall. I'm going home to Dixie when the work's all done this fall. There you go, when the work's all done this fall. This next song I'll do is called Frankie and Johnny. And it was a true story. It actually really happened, and the song got so popular that Frankie moved to the Northwest, and it's people followed her out there and searched her out. She couldn't even get away from it. It was a true song, but this is my version of it. I changed it, so just a little bit, but it's my version. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. They had a quarrel one day. Johnny vowed to leave her. He said he's gone away. Never come out home, gonna wet our room. Frankie, she begged, nights pleaded, my own Johnny, please stay. Hello, my honey, I've done you wrong, please don't go away. Then Johnny sighed while Frankie cried. I'm gone away, living today, never coming home. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days come. When I went
begin to blow, and the ground is covered up with all the snow. Put a measure of a man in the days to come. Well, Frankie done said to Johnny, say, man, your hour has come. Underneath the Cremona shade of her 44 gun, these love affairs are hard to bear. Johnny fled down the stairwell, my love, Frankie, don't shoot. Frankie hanged the 44 five times with a rooty toot toot. And Johnny flew, why, Frankie, you, I'm going away. Never coming home. Could have missed me, honey, in the days come. And when the winds begin to blow and the ground is covered up with all the snow, could have measured of a man in the days come. Well, sin more of a turd horses and sin more of a turd hats. Carry little Johnny to the graveyard, boy, shot him in the back. Well, the great big gun, as he went to run, sent 4,000 policemen and take me right away. Lock me down in a dungeon cell and throw the key away. Boy, Johnny's dead because he said, I'm going away, living today. Gonna miss me, honey, in the days to come. When the winds begin to blow and the ground is covered up with all the snow, gonna miss you, love a man, in the days to come.
Thank you. I'm gonna get me a little something to wet my whistle and we'll do you another. This next song I'm fixing to do for you, it's not an old song. It's co-written by me and a fella in South Louisiana called Chaz, named Chaz Justice. He wrote it out. He had a version. I didn't like his version, so I tore it apart and rearranged it and put another tune to it. And he liked it better, so we said we just co-wrote it. So that's the way you do things sometimes. We call it the cowboy song until we can find something better. You can hear a little tune across the canyon, the whistle of the days gone by. At night you can hear the cows echo, a hill's let out a lonely sigh. Sometimes you can hear a cowboy singing, a sweet in Macaulay too. It's the same thing the river keeps singing, harmonized by the light of the moon. Gather good friends around the campfire, so free neath the clear western sky.
tell us about your true love, or one you can't leave behind. Tonight I'll drink to my darling. May the days till I see her be few. Sing a little song for my baby, and maybe I'll sing one for you. I did a video, did a video today. Sometimes you get tired of riding and sleeping on that cold hard ground, but I never trade the range or the canyon for a job in some stuffy old town. Someday there'll be no more cowboys or the sound of that old cattle call. Soon we'll go back to our loved ones where the home fire's waiting us all. You did it, you did it, you did it. You did it, you did it. You did it, you did it. Where the home fire's waiting us all. There you go.
He's the real deal, old-timey music. He's got what he is. He is old-timey. I hope you don't mind if I'm going to say something there in the microphone about you that I read on your website. His website, mattkinman.com. Is that
right? Mattkinman.
Mattkinman.com. KINMAN.com. I read on his website he's played with Old Crow Medicine Show and Marty Stewart.
I was the original member of that band.
Original member of Old Crow Medicine Show. Wow. You know, from the wagon wheel. And Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart, too. You played with him.
Played with Marty Stewart. Played with Emmylou Harris.
Emmylou Harris.
Yep. I played with Dolly Parton. I played with Don Helms, the steel guitar player for Hank Williams. I played with a number of people over the years.
Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton. Who else was he? Just the steel guitar player? Don Helms. Don Helms, the steel guitar player for Hank Williams. We're going to ask him to do one more song. Is that okay, everybody? Prescott is blessed to have you tonight at the Birdcage at Historic Whiskey Row. Beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. And, of course, you're listening to the Mile High Show, milehighshow.com. Here is one more time, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Kinman.
Thank you very much. Well, I guess this would be the one to do, I guess. We're going to do Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. My God, don't let it go down. That key, you really want that key. No, I'm going to switch up on you. That is a good number. But, you know, we're having a lot of trouble in this old society right now. A lot of people getting shot up over there going to overseas. And this song was real popular during World War II. But it's a Revolutionary War song. And it's a good song. But they changed it over time. And the version we do is of the Civil War time. But it was Revolutionary War time. So. And I got this directly from a fella named Clint Hired. He played with Doc Watts, and him, Clint Hired and Fred Price, they put out a record together. And this is it. When morning, when the office had opened, a man quite old in years slipped by the telegraph office, showing signs of grief and tears. Well, the clerk then approached him with trembling words, say, I'm waiting for my boy, sir. Boy's coming home today. Well, you have made a solemn mistake. Surely you must know that this is a telegraph officer and not a town depot. If your boy is coming home, the clergyman's might as say, you'll find him with the passengers, the station just all the way. They do not understand me. The old man shook his head. He's not coming as passenger, but by express instead. Now he's coming home to mother. The old man gently said, he's coming home in a casket, sir. He's coming to us dead. Then a whistle pierced her ears. Express train rode on time. The old man rode in a breathless haste and quickly rushed outside. Then a long white casket was lowered to the ground, showing signs of grief and tears of those gathered round. Well, do not use them roughly, boys. It contains our darling Jack. He went away, as you boys are. This way he's coming back. Now he broke his poor old mother's heart, and her sayings are all come true. She said that's the way he'd come back when he joined the boys in blue. And that's how they come back, too. Sure, we'll do you one more. I've been around this whole wide world, all the way to New Orleans. In your place I hang my hat, it looks like home to me. Don't let your deal go down, don't let your deal go down, don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. I let my girl a-crying, standing in the dark. She throwed them arms around my neck, saying, honey, don't you go anymore. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Around this whole wide world, and an unmost anything. I played them cards with the king and the queen, discard dice and a ten. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Where'd you get your high top shoes and that dress you wear so fine? I got my shoes from driving the mine and my dress out of 5 and 9. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hand? Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, and Mama will glove my hand. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Well, that was it again. Thanks for listening to episode 85, a repost, a retread. Of our episode 85 from this past April, featuring Sky Conwell of SkyDaddy.net, Matt Kinman of BackPorchOfAmerica.com, and recorded at the Birdcage Saloon. A way for me to rest up my voice because I had lost it. I was silent for a couple of weeks, and I wanted to make sure as many people get to hear from Matt Kinman and Sky Conwell as possible. Don't forget, we are brought to you this week by AwesomeSteve.com, Mr. Steve Simone, fantastic comic who has just released What's Up, Nerds, available at AwesomeSteve.com. It's also available on iTunes and Google Play Music. You can also, it's a great release full of great stories of him growing up and all kinds of funness. and funness. I think that's a word. It's a hilarious CD, hilarious download. CDs will be available soon. You can also order it at Amazon.com by using the link on milehighshow.com. You can use that Amazon link there and support our show and support Mr. Steve Simone at the same time. Again, a great release, completely clean and family friendly. So use, pick up a copy of his CD or an audio download, and you can do so by using that Amazon link at milehighshow.com as a way to support the show. Right next to that is the Audible link, where you can pick up a free audio download and a free 30-day trial by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. Don't forget, December 11th, 6 p.m., 224 South Montezuma at the PrescottEnews.com offices. We will be doing a live, we'll be recording in front of a live audience our Star Wars Rogue One podcast. Lots of free giveaways, free food, a lot of fun, and we hope to see you there. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope my voice is back. You might not. You might hope it stays gone. I know my wife does.
Now he's coming home to mother. The old man gently said, he's coming home in a casket, sir. He's coming to us dead. Then a whistle pierced her ears. His fresh rang rode on time. The old man rode in a breathless haste and quickly rushed outside. Then a long white casket was lowered to the ground, showing signs of grief and tears those gathered round. Well, do not use them roughly, boys. It contains our darling Jack. He went away as you boys are. This way he's coming back. Now he broke his poor old mother's heart, and her sayings are all come true. She said that's the way he'd come back when he joined the boys in blue. And that's how they come back too. Sure, we'll do you one more. I've been around this whole wide world, all the way to New Orleans. In your place I hang my hat, it looks like home to me. Don't let your deal go down, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Girl a crying, standing in the dark. She throwed him arms around my neck, saying, honey, don't you go anymore. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Around this whole wide world and an utmost anything. I played them cards with the king and the queen, discard ace and a ten. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Where'd you get your high top shoes and that dress you wear so fine? I got my shoes from driving the mine and my dress at a 5 and 9. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, little girl, till that last gold dollar is gone. Who's gonna shoe your pretty little feet? Who's gonna glove your hand? Papa will shoe my pretty little feet, and Mama will glove my hand. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, down, down till that last gold dollar.